Hey guys, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy, and hope you guys are staying updated on the podcast that we put out for you guys every single day on thebrewershow.com. Be sure to get updates. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. I recommend you sign up for the Brewer Show and the Health Masters News Report. That'll get you all the specials, updates right to your inbox every single morning. And if you noticed, the Health Masters and Team Health Masters website has been fully integrated now. Healthmasters.com and TeamHealthMasters.com will get you right to the same spot at any point in time with the website. So I told you guys we were transitioning it over. We have transitioned it completely now. If you have any issues that you run into, if you need any support, you can contact us. The 1-800 number, 726-1834. Be sure to email us if you need that. But calling us is a lot faster. So the phone number's right up here if you need to get hold of us on here.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that we actually have a telephone number that people can call?
I do. I have a telephone number we've had for a very long time.
And it works very good. You mean I can actually call Health Masters?
You can call me right. Well, you can't call me right now. I'm live. You can call the office right now.
I'm going to just call you right now.
Call me. Don't call you. Put your phone on silence, which you need to do.
I'm on it. But, by the way, this is, you know, there was something that happened years ago in Germany, and it was called the false flag.
Oh, yeah.
It's when people accused Hitler of burning the Reichstag or the Parliament building there, you know, in Berlin.
Yeah,
and the building is still there. It's very, very huge, majestic building. And since then, we've seen all kinds of false flags. A false flag is basically from a naval term in which a ship way back when would actually put the flag of another nation on it and attack another ship.
Yep.
And if anybody survived, they could say, England attacked us or France attacked us. And it may have been their own company or their own country attacking them, and it was a false flag. It was a lie. Maduro now claims that he has captured a CIA group. This is a big deal.
Maduro.
Yeah, the president of Venezuela.
Yeah.
Because he's about had enough of this. I can't say as I blame him because he's about to see himself go the same way as Saddam Hussein did. And,
yeah.
You know, Gaddafi did. And he doesn't want to find himself in the bottom of a pipe somewhere being hung by his own people.
They recorded it all with Saddam Hussein.
And so he's saying now he's captured a CIA group. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says the Nicolas Maduro regime said Sunday that Venezuela has captured, this is, by the way, a Drudge story. This isn't some obscure story.
Okay.
That has captured a group of alleged mercenaries with ties to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, accused Washington and Trinidad and Tobago of coordinating military exercises intended to provoke an armed confrontation in the Caribbean. In a statement, which is probably true, we know this, in a statement released by President Delcy Rodriguez, the socialist government said the arrests reveal what is described as a false flag operation planned from waters bordering Trinidad and Tobago or from Trinidadian or Venezuelan territory to generate a full-scale military confrontation with the U.S. and Venezuela.
This is a big story.
This is a huge story.
This is a big deal.
It's funny that it was like a little tiny subcategory on Drudge. The regime's announcement came amid fast-growing buildup of U.S. forces in the Caribbean launched by President Donald Trump to combat drug cartels. The administration also has signaled that they may soon authorize ground incursions into Venezuela to target the so-called Cartel de Solos, which, by the way, is a made-up name. It doesn't exist.
Is it now?
It's a name.
Well, I played that video yesterday with Rand Paul.
Yeah,
he said there is no fentanyl laboratory.
Well, there is no Cartel de Los Solos either.
Doesn't exist.
No, they made it up. A narco-trafficking organization, U.S. claims, led by Maduro himself. This doesn't exist. It doesn't. This is all lies. Okay?
Gosh.
The Venezuelan government did not release any evidence or details about the alleged arrests. Why would they? Because they don't want to have a whole confrontation with America sitting and more mercenaries and bring in their mercenaries.
Yeah.
Caracas also linked the alleged plot to military drills that claims are being carried out this week by Trinidad and Tobago under the coordination, financing, and control of the U.S. Southern Command, which is probably true because, quite frankly, when did Trinidad and Tobago end up with a military force?
Yeah, I know. Let's be real.
All right, we got four guys over here with a gun.
Yeah, we got a couple AKs.
No, they have one AK.
One AK, they have to share it,
yeah. When the first one dies, the other one picks up the AK and puts a new magazine in it. The statement accused Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Kamal, I can't even pronounce his name, having renounced the sovereignty of her country to act as a military colony subordinated to the U.S. hegemonic interests. By aligning herself with Washington's interests, militarist agenda, Bissar not only seeks to attack Venezuela and break out our historical bonds of brotherhood, but also to violate the United Nations Charter. The Maduro government said the military, so what they're planning on doing, it looks like, is using another country to attack Venezuela. So I guess the United States can basically come in their aid.
That's exactly what they're going to try to do.
The Miami Herald could not independently confirm the arrest of any group of people existing over there. And so Maduro warned that Venezuela does not accept threats and said its armed forces remain alert and mobilized in perfect military police unity in response. The problem we have with all of this stuff is it seems like every time we overthrow a country to bring in democracy.
Yeah.
Just let's be real.
Spread democracy.
No, let's be real. You know, Egypt was a phenomenal country, considering it was an African country. It was still a mess, but it was still pretty doggone nice. You were there with me. And, you know, and it actually functioned, and we decided to overthrow Egypt. And then, remember, Libya had one of the highest standard of living.
They had no debt, by the way.
They didn't. They do now. They've got the Rothschild banking cartel. Libya basically was basically one of the highest quality countries in Africa with free education, free fuel, free everything. And we decided to bring them democracy. I remember Hillary Clinton saying, we're bringing them democracy.
Yeah, we ruined their entire infrastructure.
Okay, first of all, let me explain something. Okay, the idiots in the Republican Party, for some reason, they think we're a democracy and not a republic. Okay, we're a republic. Okay, we have certain rights that are given to us by our Constitution, which makes us a republic. And Benjamin Franklin even said to us, we've given you a republic, hope you can keep it.
See if you can keep it.
Okay? The problem that we have is that these people conflate these two. And, you know, and they say, we're a democratic republic. Okay, well, there's probably a little bit of truth to that. But the reality is we're still a republic. And the sad part about it is here's a democracy. I've got 51% of the people think that me and Austin are bad. 49% think that me and Austin are good.
Yeah.
So the 51% vote to hang the other 49%.
There you go.
You guys just listen to that. That means that my 51% is going to hang the other 49% because we're the majority. The majority always rules.
Yep.
That means you have no rights if you're the 49%.
Yeah.
You basically get hung by the neck until you're dead. And they keep hanging you until they finally figure out that their majority now is going to be overtaken too. So this is what democracies do. They don't work. Because everybody gets to vote, you know, and then they can vote for their own. It's like right now in our Congress. Let's vote ourselves a raise. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's vote ourselves free health care. Yes. Let's opt out of Social Security. Yes. And nobody gets to say anything about it because they do whatever they want to do because they voted on it. Well, that's the problem with the democracy. Democracy simply don't function because sooner or later, the 49% get tired of getting picked on. And see, this is the problem they try to do. This is why they bring all these people with these DEI initiatives, Austin, into positions of power and authority, because the DEI people are so twisted in their thinking that they think everybody has to have equity, diversion, inclusion. And no matter what you do, no matter how incompetent you are, you need to be put in position of authority, i.e. air traffic control.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what's happening in the country right now because of that DEI initiative. And, of course, Hollywood says the same thing, because remember, Hollywood is run by the same people that run the government. The Sabbatine Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, and they're basically deciding we have to do this. Well, why? Because a democracy is inherently unstable, and they know that. And it's very difficult to overthrow a republic.
It is.
Because you have, you know, you've got a group of people going, yeah, I don't think you're gonna let that. I don't think we'll let you take our guns today. Whoa. Democracies. We're voting to take your guns away.
Yeah.
We're voting to 49%
lose their guns.
We're voting to ban all Glock sales in California.
There you go.
That's a democracy. That's a democratic democracy. So then all of a sudden, now Glock goes, well, we didn't do anything. We didn't do it. We make a great gun. It's very safe.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You made a Glock. We've been making Glocks for, you know, 100 years.
Well, convicted felons that are gangbangers that are doing drive-by shootings are converting them illegally into machine guns. So now you have to change your entire blueprint of how the firearm works.
Well, that's because you can't charge these people for doing what they're doing. Because they have a right to rob, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
Because they've been given that right by the government. It's like that guy the other day, that one man who killed that 22-year-old college student in her house while she was begging for her life.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. He'd been convicted over and over and over and over again. He kept letting him out. Finally goes in and does a home invasion and kills that poor girl. You think, well, that's awful. That's what democracy does. There's no rule of law. It just does whatever it wants to do, and that's the problem with this. And so now, because we're basically being taken over, I guess you could say, by the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan in our House and our Senate, they decide they're going to go in and just start killing people randomly on boats because they may be suspected of having drugs. It's like Austin and I were saying yesterday, let's book a fishing charter off the coast of Venezuela.
Yeah, that's not now.
Are you
that
crazy?
Right.
I mean, why would you book a fishing charter off the coast of Venezuela? You're probably going to get a Hellfire missile through your bow. Here you are trying to catch a sailfish, and here comes the missile. I'm about to catch something else. This is awful.
Well, no, and that's what Rand Paul brought. And I was doing more research on it yesterday because what he said made sense. Fentanyl is not easy to manufacture. It's a synthetic opiate. It's not like, you know, some bathtub meth they make down here with the meth heads in Florida, you know, to take Sudafed and drain cleaner and mix it up in a bathtub or whatever they do. Fentanyl is unbelievably hard to manufacture. It takes a lot of very specific chemicals, and you have to do it in like a full laboratory. That's why China and Mexico are the two largest fentanyl producers in the entire world. But Venezuela doesn't have that infrastructure down there to start producing fentanyl.
Well, that cartel they're talking about is made up.
I was doing more research on the same thing. Yeah, nobody can verify anything.
It's so funny.
What's interesting is, you know, I was reading an article that was going into detail earlier about how, like you just said, you know, the food stamps they're saying are going to run out on Saturday now. 42 million Americans that are on those. But Congress is voting themselves another raise, and they're passing another bill, and they're making sure more money goes to all these other countries, and Ukraine gets more weapons. And so you got
Don't forget Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they said that the shutdown will not affect Israel.
Yep. Because considered foreign aid.
Ask yourself a question on that.
So Israel's more priority than the population.
There's a movie that was one of the Bourne movies.
Yeah.
Okay. And this guy's going in and he's basically running everything. And the guy says to him, "Where do you get this kind of clout? I mean, how do you have this kind of authority? Where did this come from? How can you do this?" I'm asking that question now about foreign aid to Israel.
Yeah.
Why do we think they get that kind of clout?
I mean, we're talking 42 million Americans are no longer going to get food
stamps. But Israel will.
Right. So who's the priority
here? I think they get $35,000 per person per year.
It's a lot. And you got to ask yourself the question with all this stuff. And now it's interesting because now they're saying now nearly 7,000 U.S. flights are going to be delayed with the government shutdown dragging on. This thing has turned into such theater, it's nauseating to me. Because here's the thing, and this is another thing I told you guys. They've got to put the blame with the financial system that's going on right now and all the financial problems. They've got to put the blame on something else other than the bankers. The bankers never want to have the spotlight shined on them, ever.
You know.
They always have to, this is why the economy is going down because the government shut down. Well, in that aspect, that's pretty true. It's causing some weird issues. But why is it still shut down? Is it because they want to keep funding illegals? No, it's not.
You know what's funny to me? Is when you realize that the Rothschild banking cartel controls the entire world's finances.
Yeah.
Let's just be real here for a second. And the Bank of International Settlements is controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel. And all these different things out of Switzerland are controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel. And Rothschild banking cartel are the ones with Lord Rothschild and the Balfour Declaration are the ones who formed Israel. And they run Israel. It's their fiefdom. It's their non-extradition country that they can do whatever they want to do, including invading all the countries around it. And I heard a podcaster the other day, and he's got a big show. He's got a huge show, matter of fact. He goes, "Everybody thinks it's all about Israel all the time." Yeah, because it is. Because they control the money supply because of the Rothschilds.
Yep.
Find out who you can't criticize, and you'll find out who rules you. And find out who controls the money supply, and you'll find out who controls the economies and the debt and the margins and the M1 money supply and who's bringing in the digital currency. Find out who runs it, and you'll find out who's in charge of it. And that's why when you say, well, it's not always about Israel. Okay, I got it. They use a lot of front people. If it was the Rothschild 5 and 10, Rothschild Walmart, Rothschild Amoco, Rothschild, you know, gas stations, Rothschild everything, everybody go, "Hey, we don't like these guys." It ain't that because they use front people like Bill Gates and like George Soros and all these other guys. That way they can push the blame to other people who are their front guys who take the hit. And that way they skate and say, "It wasn't us. We had nothing to do with it." You know, now they have Candace Owens was so funny the other day. But what she said was true. She goes, they've named an avenue, a road now in Israel for Charlie Kirk.
That's kind of ominous.
You know, and she said, the problem is every time they name a road about you, they're about to kill you.
Gosh. How sad is that?
And she goes, because they're basically letting you know up front that you're about to be done.
Well, yeah, why in the world, if you're doing everything right, okay, and you're doing things so good, and you're being so supported by everyone because you're so popular and you're doing the right thing and you're trying to just, you know, spread democracy, why do you have to go with Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs to award a $6 million contract to U.S. firm Clock Tower X to combat anti-Semitism through strategic communication campaigns on all social media platforms? You know, how many times have you heard churches and Christians have to spend millions of dollars to justify their behavior and make everybody like them? Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to work so hard to try to make everybody not hate you because of your behavior that's so egregious?
Well, you like to shoot children for sport. Yeah, you like to blow.
There's videos of that online, by the way. I'm not recommending you watch them. There's videos. No,
and they with these group, when they go into Gaza, they don't kill the people. They shoot them in the groin. Mm-hmm. They wound them. They blow their penis off. They blow a hole in their vagina. They make it so they can never have children. They make it so they have a permanent wound that has to be taken care of. They make it so their entire life is ruined for the rest of their lives. Now they can't even use the bathroom properly. Yeah, that's not warfare. That's sadistic.
That's IDF. That's what they do. But anyway, let's switch gears. I got some health articles I want to come in here, some stuff today. Moderna is under an enormous amount of fire now. Their phase 3 clinical trials of their vaccine to stop all birth defects didn't work well. And apparently they're not disclosing all the severe side effects the women have had that have been in this clinical trial. Moderna on October 22nd said the vaccine for cytomegalovirus, CMV, did not perform well in the clinical trial. This phase 3 randomized placebo-controlled trial involved 7,500 women across 300 sites in 13 countries, including Finland, Israel, and the United States. The vaccine was developed to prevent CMV, which pregnant mothers can pass to their babies. Now, listen to this. Moderna's CMV vaccine utilized RNA technology, just like the COVID-19 shot. Moderna executive said in January that the trial for the CMV RNA-1647 need to keep going because the results did not show enough efficacy yet, but they were very, very positive. The efficacy of the shot turned out to be 6%. We are clearly disappointed by the failure to prevent primary infection because it means that there's still no vaccine for the prevention of CMV.
Well, what's happened, they've caused a lot of health problems to these women.
That is exactly right. And it starts going into detail here discussing how basically a lot of these issues are being covered up now because of the non-disclosures in the vaccine trials. Because remember, when you sign up for those trials with Moderna or Pfizer, you have all kinds of non-disclosures. Basically, I mean, it's like almost a full gag order. You can't talk about anything that's going on in the trial.
Remember, they're probably getting compensated for being in the
trial. They're getting paid, too. So they're getting paid, and they're basically not allowed to talk about it. And so this shot, which is RNA gene therapy, they tested on 7,500 women, apparently didn't work. 6% efficacy. 6%.
You know, here's the problem I've got with that, Austin. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I got it. Some of these girls actually believed the lie this was going to help them. We're going to give you the shot. It's going to help you so you won't pass this disease to this baby.
This baby.
But you don't even think about the fact that, you know, you are now putting an mRNA shot. This is all, by the way, this is all fallen angel
stuff.
It's
all gene therapy.
This is fallen angel stuff. This is Genesis 6 again. So let's go ahead and let's test it on these 7,500 women and see what kind of weird stuff we can create.
That's exactly right.
And let's see if we get somebody that becomes, you know,
mutations.
The anomaly. Yeah, let's see what kind of mutations we get. And all of a sudden, now, but the problem I ask is this. And ladies, listen to me for a second, because I know if you're listening to this show, you're not going to do stuff like this.
No.
But here's the problem that I have. Why in the world would you take a chance of having a child that is going to be incredibly deformed or whatever?
Who knows?
Or what you're going to create in your own womb. You know, because you're getting paid a couple $100.
That's the problem. Most conversations crap on this stuff.
I mean, no.
Like you said, it's a couple $100.
So to me, why is it that some people, and I'm not just picking on women here because guys do the same stupid stuff sometimes. Why is it that you don't think through the causal side effects of some of the stuff that's going to happen to you when you do certain things? You know, I mean, you see it to
programming, man.
You see it with diet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sit here and shovel the stuff down my throat. I know it causes heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, but that's not going to happen to me. And you go, oh, my gosh, now you have stage 4 pancreatic liver cancer. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen to me. Why didn't you tell me? We did tell you, and you didn't listen. Well, you don't seem to understand. I mean, if it wasn't safe, the government wouldn't sell it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've heard that excuse before.
No, I have to.
Well, it tying back into this, another health article has come out. Drinking more than one can of any soda daily is now directly linked to liver disease.
Well,
listen,
yeah.
This increases the risk of liver disease by 50% by drinking one can of soda a day.
Well, you need to post that on our show.
This is huge. This is one of the first times I've actually seen anything that's really hammered soda to this extent. The study of nearly 124,000 people, a big study, found that drinking just one daily serving of artificial sweetened drinks, including high fructose corn syrup sodas, increase the risk of liver disease known as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The condition involves fat buildup in liver, cause inflammation, pain, fatigue, and loss
even
of appetite.
Even the diet sodas. Even all diet of them. Sodas. They and diet are worse, by the way.
MASLD, which is metabolic dysfunction associated steatotic liver disease, is now the most common chronic liver disease worldwide, number one, affecting more than 30% of people. Now, what's crazy about this is we never even saw this level of liver disease with alcoholism in this amount.
No.
And here's why. Alcoholism is horrific what it does to the body long term, but most people don't start drinking in most cases until they become adults and they're developed. Kids are drinking this stuff at 2 and 3 years old now, and they're drinking it life growing up. They're on this high fructose corn syrup. Listen to me, parents. Do everything you can to keep soda out of your children's diet. If they're going to drink it sometimes when you're not around, there's nothing you can really do to prevent it when they start getting older. They're teenagers. But please don't bring this stuff in the house. This stuff is so toxic to the liver. When you have a peer-reviewed journal that tracks almost 124,000 participants who had no liver problems at the start, using repeated dietary questions over an average follow-up of 10.3 years, they examined the connection between beverage intake and liver disease development. They found that drinking more than 250 grams, one cup of either high fructose corn syrup or artificially sweetened beverages daily was associated with a 50 and 60% higher risk of liver disease. This is enormously high for one drink.
You know,
even a glass of wine does not increase your liver.
You know, it was funny the other day. I went on a date and they ordered a diet soda. And I looked at him. I said, I'm going to ask you not to do that.
Yeah.
You look at me kind of funny. Oh, I can't believe you said that. Well, then, boy, I'm paying for it. And I said to him, I said, I'm not going to let you do that and pay for it. Now, if you want to do that your own self and pay for it yourself, I said, that's whatever you want to do. But the point is that if I know something's going to kill you, if I know something's toxic, I'm not going to sit here and watch you do it and be okay with it and pay for it.
Yeah.
And I said, there's a couple of things I'm going to ask you not to do. Don't drink alcohol or don't drink diet sodas or sodas and or don't eat pork. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, because all those are unbelievably bad. And I said, I have a podcast. And I said, I talk about these very topics all the time. How in the world? Now, listen to me, Austin. This is really important. How in the world can I tell my listeners how bad this stuff is and allow you to do it in front of me and endorse it? You think, well, that's ridiculous, Ted. You can't tell them. No, I'm just letting you know. And here's the other thing. If I have a person who wants to do that and eat junk all the time, are they really something that I want to be involved with in a relationship? Think about this for a second. Now, and Austin said something a second ago, and I came under tremendous consternation about this. When my kids were little, we didn't bring this crap in the house.
No, you didn't.
And all the kids went. Sorry, Austin, you did too.
Don't at me like that.
Well, but I love you, okay? But every one of them, when they turned 16, 17, they had to go out and find out for themselves.
Well, and that's part of growing up and learning, though. The thing is,
you as a parent don't do that.
But here's the thing. I didn't have it in my diets when I was 5 years old growing up.
Nope.
You know, it's funny. Hunter, and
he's 9 years old now.
Friend bragged on him. He's 9 years old now. He went to a big birthday party the other day. They went to the bowling alley. And the mom that was taking care of all of them there, she was bragging on him. She goes, "It's crazy, Austin." She goes, "Hunter was there. And we got Coca-Cola and Sprite for the kids." And I said, "Cool story. What else did you guys get?" She goes, "Well, Hunter asked for water. He said he doesn't like soda. He says it's too bubbly. He doesn't like it. He says it gives him a headache." I said, "That's because he's got a really, really, really sensitive pancreas because he's really healthy. And he doesn't eat high fructose corn syrup." She goes, "I was shocked." She goes, "Every kid always wants to drink soda." I said, "It's because you make it available."
Whoa.
That's why they like soda. Mm-hmm. If it's not there, they don't know any different. If he gives, "I got a big glass of sugar water or a glass of regular water." In most cases, the kid's going to take the sweetened beverage every time when you give them a choice on it. But why is it there and why is it available? It says right here, the safest choice. Water.
I remember when you were about 6 years old, we went to a wedding.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Okay. And you got loose. You got off the chain.
I was running around.
Man, because we always let him have, because it was a church function. And, you know, we're a church wedding.
I take off.
And we knew he was safe. And we'd always keep an eye on him. Boy, he makes it to the punch bowl. And he's
this big red punch.
And he's looking like this.
He's chugging it.
Oh, my God. He starts chugging this punch.
I get another glass.
And finally, we catch him. We say, okay, that's enough of that. And but within a couple of days, he developed a cough.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he had it for 6 months.
I've always been super sensitive to Red 40. Man.
And he had these bright blue eyes, and he had developed a big black spot in the iris. You probably already know that.
Yeah, I remember that. You told me that.
And it sat there for years. I don't know if it's still there or not.
I don't know. I haven't looked at my eyes in a while.
And the point is that, you know, even as much as we try to protect him, they're always curious because they see other kids doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's bright red. It's got to taste great.
Well, that's why I've never told Hunter he can never have a soda. I specifically got him a Coca-Cola one day. Got him. So, you want to try it? He goes, I want to try Coke. Okay. So I went to the doggone arcade. And they had the Coca-Cola from Mexico, the one with cane sugar. I mean, at least getting cane sugar is better than high fructose corn. Anything's better than high fructose corn syrup. And he tries it. He's guzzling it. He's burping. About halfway down, he's like, Dad, I don't feel good. Just chugged half a Coca-Cola. Welcome to the world of everybody else that does this crap. He goes, I don't feel good. I got a headache now. I said, yeah, you just consumed about 30 grams of sugar.
You know, I did that. I went to a...
After that, didn't want it anymore.
Southeastern University had a big playoff. They were in the playoffs last year, and they invited me to come over, and they had me in the press box, and they had no water to drink, and so they had a Sprite.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, it's a Sprite.
Yeah.
I drank about a quarter of it. Instant headache.
Yeah.
And I felt awful. My blood sugar went up, spiked down. And I thought to myself, man, I feel horrible. I told Drew. I said, done. I just threw the rest of it away. I said, I'm not drinking this because I don't drink that stuff. And when you'll find out when you don't drink it, your body doesn't adjust to it. It's like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to inhale a cigarette. And you're coughing and thinking you're going to die. Well, you do it again. And you do it again. Finally, the nicotine starts getting delivered. You start liking it. And now you can inhale cigarette smoke. The first time you tried it, you thought you were going to choke to death.
Literally.
your body's pretty stupid like that.
Yeah.
If you want to kill it, it'll allow you to adapt to the killing of it. It will do it. Let's have another fifth of Jack Daniels. All right, let's do it. Okay, and pretty soon your liver starts swelling on you. Pretty soon your stomach gets rock hard because your liver's hardened up. You get cirrhosis, and all of a sudden you realize, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Well, luckily for you, that you know we have supplements that help cleanse the liver, including milk thistle. But the problem is, why in the world do you want to do that to yourself to start with, just to prove a point that you can do it? Well, why are you going to say, I can eat whatever I want to eat and drink whatever I want to drink? It doesn't make one bit of difference. Well, you can do all that, but it will make one bit of difference. It'll make a whole lot of difference.
This is one of the best products in general to really just cleaning out the liver and then throw the GHI cleanse on top of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's the program there now.
Yep. I told you I had one of my good friends. He's a lineman. He was having all these gut problems, all these liver problems. He was chugging Monster Energy drinks. I mean, every day. I mean, 5, 6, 7 of them a day. Had no energy, constantly up and down on him. I told him, I said, dude.
He's a big boy, too.
He's a big boy. I said, he felt like crap. I mean, he'd come over. He was staying with me for a while when he had a contract over here. He'd get back. Like 4:30, he was shot. He'd have to take a nap for like 2 hours before he worked out with me. And I told him, I said, dude, you're drinking too. You're drinking all synthetic caffeine from China. By the way, it's all from China and all the energy drinks. I said, B, your blood sugar's all over the place now. And I said, C, your liver's getting all rocked up on you. I said, stuff's unbelievably toxic. I said, look at the ingredients, all the chemicals they put in it. I said, it's horrible. Sure enough, he weaned off of them. He started on the purple sticks, started on the GHI, called me last night. He said, well, let's go grab some dinner. You want some more GHI cleanse? He's going through about 2 scoops twice a day. Feeling great. Ton of energy. Doesn't have to take a nap anymore. And is completely off the energy drinks. He runs about 4 or 5 scoops of these a day. But
yeah, but you know, but
he's a big boy. He's like 270. Well,
he looks like a Viking.
He can have a bunch of scoops of that.
What was he, about 6'3" and about 270?
Yeah. He's a big boy.
He's a big guy.
Big old, his hair's real long like Thor's blonde. He's funny.
Yeah, he looks like a Viking. Oh, by the way, a UFO tracker showing thousands of underwater objects lurking off the U.S. coasts.
There you go.
Remember, we talked about this on Angel Wars, and we talked about how there are 2/3 of the planet is water. There's a TV show. Well, you guys saw it, Star Trek. And they had one of the movies that came in afterwards with I forgot his name, the new guy who's playing Captain Kirk. They actually had the Starship Enterprise submerged under the ocean. You haven't seen this one.
No.
Yeah.
Under the water.
No, it was under the water. Because remember, it's airtight.
That's true. If you can go in space and go underwater. Okay? Yeah.
And it had it under the water. And it came out of the water. And the water's pouring off of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it goes in this rescue Spock out of a volcano kind of thing. Right. It takes off.
It's Star Trek.
I'm sorry. I'm a Trekkie. And so what happened is, you know, we talked about this in Angel Wars. These entities that are here got banished here from the rebellion. That, you know, when they tried to do a coup d'etat against God, and now they're saying that they're seeing thousands of UFOs under the water. One time, it was so funny, Austin. This is back, gosh, this is 40 years ago. I had the clinic 30 years ago, and some guy was in there, and I thought he was a nut.
Yeah.
I thought he was a nut, and he was always, you know, real hyper. And one day he says, well, I saw a UFO one time. And I, this is not a joke. It sounds like a joke.
I was about to say, is there a punchline with this?
No. And I said, you did? He goes, yeah, I saw it out of Coast California. I said, you did? He said, yeah, I saw it come out of the water. And I looked at him like, this guy's nuts.
I believe you believe that.
Well, I kind of believe him now. And the thing about it is, he said it was huge. It came out of the water about 1,000 feet offshore. And he said it was a giant disc. And he said it came up out of the water. And the thing was like, he said it was like 1,000 feet across. It was huge.
Gosh.
And he said it came out of the water. He saw it, just sat there and hovered over the water out into space. And I thought to myself, this guy's been smoking something, whacking weed or something. But I tell you, but now I look back on it, and I'm seeing thousands of eerie underwater objects lurking along the U.S. coast, and I'm starting to wonder right off the coast of California that I see these things all the time. I thought, well, I wonder if he really did see this, because I've seen these things floating around in the sky, but I've never had a close up like that. But you know, you see the light, and it's over here, and it goes all of a sudden it goes from here, which is over to here, and that's what's like 300 miles in like 1 second. And you're like, all right, how'd you do that? And then it goes down, and it comes back up, and you're like, okay, this is messed up.
Well, the world under the water an insane place.
Two-thirds of
the planet.
You ever
been a scuba diver? I've loved diving. I told you stories of diving. It is a completely different world down there.
It is.
It's wild.
You are not the apex predator.
You are not the apex predator in the water. You're at the bottom of the food chain down there. And the depths that the oceans go and the trenches and everything that we haven't even explored and some of the aquatic life and the fish that are down there, it's insane. And it's a cool world, but it's a whole lot of stuff that we still are trying to figure out. So
Jaws, that movie.
The first one.
Messed me up.
That came to the big screen for a week the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I almost went and saw it.
Messed up another whole generation.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still, that movie's still spooky, man.
I used to go diving all the time. Remember that time we were supposed to go to Hawaii and do the shark dive in the cages?
Yeah.
And it was too rough.
Too rough. And speaking of the ocean, I like this one. CDC reports dozens of people on another cruise ship, Novavirus.
Is it a carnival ship? I bet it is.
I don't know. Let me see. It just popped up. I had to cover it.
Who's the name of the ship?
It updated.
It's not saying.
The cruise ship, Montreal. No, they're not saying.
Okay.
It says Oceana Cruises. I don't know what that is.
No, who knows? But I was on that doggone Holland American one. And it's around South America down there years ago, and they had a norovirus coming through. We had projectile vomiting in the hallways. Projectile vomiting.
The earlier one 2 weeks ago was Royal Caribbean. This one is basically Oceana Cruises.
But I tell you what, you ever get on a cruise ship? The CDC met the ship at Port Miami to pull the corpses off. And I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing? And that was the last cruise your mom would go on. She said, I'm done. No, she did. She wouldn't do another one. And she said, I'm not doing this again. And I remember Savannah was running through the hallways with projectile vomiting because she wouldn't stop touching everything. And then they had the guys out there with the doggone hand sanitizer like every 100 feet with all this isopropyl alcohol in it, which is very bad because it helps the liver fluke to complete its life cycle in your body. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I wash my hands. I don't touch this stuff. That's what you have to remember. It's transmitted through feces. And they had all these dirty dishes all over the countertops.
That's always a pet peeve of mine on cruise ships.
And remember, you think, well, that doesn't have feces on it. The heck it doesn't. Most people don't wash their hands when they go to the toilet. And they get feces on their hands. And then they get it on their silverware. And they get it on the plates. And it's horrible what this stuff does. And so, you know, I tested it years ago when I was taking a class called biochemical genetics at Florida State. They give us petri dishes with Q-tips. And we went around. Everything you touch, doorknobs, elevator buttons, stairwell, you know, everything. And every single thing we tested, we could grow fecal coliform on. Everything had poop on it.
So Oceana Cruise Lines are owned by Norwegian Cruise Lines Holding. And I'm doing this just for giggles. I had to just to prove a point.
It's not going to be state.
Top investors of Norwegian Cruise Lines, Vanguard Capital Research, BlackRock, and State Street. Not saying they did this intentionally at all. I'm just saying it's ironic. I had to pull up the top shareholders of Norwegian Cruise Line who own Oceana Cruise Lines.
Klaus Schwab said, by 2030, you'll own nothing.
Gosh, he ain't kidding, man. They're going to own everything. I mean, it's like every single company you look up now that's basically publicly traded is owned by those top
three. Almost every company.
Almost all of them. Almost all of them. Dude, it is rare that I ever do this and I'm wrong.
Remember what I said. If it was Vanguard Rothschild Group. Yeah. If it was BlackRock Rothschild Group, if it was State Street Rothschild Group, Bloodline Group, you'd be like, who are these people? Why can't we talk about these people? But they cover them like this. They put these front companies up and front people up. They go, oh, by the way, one time I remember, Austin, I got in so much trouble for this. I'm not going to tell you what I did in detail, but I'm going to tell you part of it right now. I took the top 20 United States corporations who were owned by these clowns, right? And we took the top executives of the corporations, and we categorized them by race and religion. You remember when I did that?
Yep.
And boy, we got the blowback on that one, boy.
Look at the amount of shares on this, dude. This is BlackRock's portfolio. NVIDIA, 1.9 billion shares valued at $302 billion, just NVIDIA. Microsoft, $290 billion of 582 million shares. These guys suck all the air out. Apple, $250 billion in Apple. Amazon. I mean, these guys own everything, dude.
Netflix. Well, that's why Netflix.
That's exactly right. Tesla.
They shouldn't call it Netflix. They should call it gay cinema for Netflix now.
Yeah. Walmart, Exxon. I mean, these guys are heavy. Heavy, heavy. Visa. Gosh.
Oh, great.
MasterCard. Costco. I mean, you name it, they own it. You name it, they own it.
Look at Costco. They own 36 million shares or $35 billion
of Costco. That's what they aren't sucking up, you know, we own $1 million this company. Now everything starts with a B.
These are the Rothschilds, Bloodlines, families.
United Health. It's crazy. Coca-Cola. You name it. Anyways, I digress. Let me go further on here. I'll go down a rabbit hole in this show. I've got to remember I'm live. I can't be doing all that. This is interesting now. Ron DeSantis is slamming the proposal for engineered meat allergies now. This is nuts. Governor DeSantis criticized a biotech's video suggesting humans can be engineered to develop a red meat allergy through RNA gene editing, linking the idea to the World Economic Forum. DeSantis wrote, genetically engineering humans to become allergic to meat because elites think people eat too much of this is insane. So he was referring to this video that was posted on X by Matthew LaHio, a professor of bioethics at New York University, the Center for Bioethics. He tells his audience that ticks can be used to spread allergies that make humans unable to tolerate red meat. And I quote, this is what he says right here in this video. People eat too much meat, and if they were to cut down their consumption of meat, then it would actually really help the planet.
No, that's a total lie.
Total lie. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick where if it bites you, you become allergic to meat. So that's something we could do through human engineering and gene editing.
Where do these people come from, Austin? What about your weirdo?
What is he? This guy have nothing better to do.
I've had a tick bite me before. It's the pits.
No, so you say they want to take the same ideology from the Lone Star tick. They want to engineer it, gene edit it, inject it into you, so you basically are allergic to eating meat and you get sick and throw up. So they go on here. Talks about it in the video. You can watch it. I'll post it online. I mean, it's like these people have nothing better to do.
You know, I remember years ago we had a guy who was on the seminar circuit with us. And he's a criminal, total criminal, and in prison for 10 years. And I remember one of the other guys on the seminar circuit said to me, he said, this guy's got so much potential, and he has the ability to do things so well. If he just tried to do it legally, he could be so successful.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I could give you names, I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true. Then he ended up going to prison again. He'd been in prison multiple times. It's the same guy. And you think about it, and he was very talented as a speaker and as a sales guy. But the problem is, he just had that thing about him that he had to lie about everything.
Yeah, during the talk, Leo says, and I quote, just as some people are naturally intolerant to milk or crayfish like myself, we could artificially induce mild intolerance to meat by stimulating our immune system against common bovine proteins.
That's true. They could do it. They can do that.
Oh, yeah. No, easily. Why do you think so many people have egg allergies and meat allergies and milk allergies from the vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, dude.
Oh, by the way, this is interesting from the Wise Wolf.
It's nuts.
It is. Well, because it'll tie this together. The Bible calls them the synagogue of Satan, and history shows they're still running the world. No. Ancient Canaanite religions. And then when I wanted to read this to you. I got a kick out of this. But it was talking about what Mel Gibson said. He was talking about how some people have different bloodlines. And I'm going to mention Christopher Walken because some people think I look like him.
You get that all the time.
But this is funny. Mel Gibson told a similar story in a 2004 interview that's been scrubbed from the mainstream sites but lives on in archives. He claimed that during a film shoot, Christopher Walken transformed into a ball of light and levitated to the top of a building. where he described ancient torture techniques. And then Gibson laughed nervously, and when he told it, and the kind of laugh that says, I know this sounds the same, but I'm telling you anyway. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Mel Gibson had an issue with tipping the bottle quite a bit way back when. And so he may have
been sober now, though.
But he's sober now, though. And so I'm proud of him. But what they're talking about, the hashtag Nephilim Bloodlines has accumulated over 12.9 million views, and talks about the 13 basically bloodline families which are linked back to the Nephilim in Genesis chapter 6. And I thought you'd get a kick out of this. And Farks, we talked about this on Angel Wars. And it says the CIA archived it in their public reading room. You could download it from the official submarine CIA government thing. So what's funny about this is, you know, these different people have written books on this, and you start talking about how in Genesis 6:4, 16 words in English, the Nephilim were on the earth of those days, and afterwards where the sons of God came to the daughters of men, which means they bred with them, and they bore children to them. Seminary students have argued this passage for 2,000 years. Traditional scholars have often sanitized interpretations, but it said they were here before and again after the flood, Austin. That's what the word says. Now, you can argue all you want about that, but it's interesting to me. And it starts talking about all the stuff with Goliath. It starts talking about all the different things. It talks about the 13 bloodline families, which are the Astors, the Bundys. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now, by the way, because I don't want to do an Angel War series right now, we already did it, is that I want to bring this up to you because this is who owns the majority of these stakes in BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
And remember, also remember, tying back into that, I just showed you the asset portfolio of BlackRock, mm-hmm. State Street, and Vanguard, which they all own each other through circular ownership, almost own the same amount of those same shares as well.
And they own each other,
They're tripled. So when you start looking, BlackRock only owns 15% of Apple. Mm-hmm. Vanguard and State Street also own that much, meaning they always have majority shares with those three circular.
And they, some people, this is one of the people, they identify the 13 families, Astor, Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, mm-hmm. Kennedy, Lee, Onassis, Reynolds, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Russell, and Van Dunn. The number 13 isn't random. Occult tradition holds it from the number of rebellion, transportation, and hidden power. 13 witches form a coven. 13 steps lead to the gallows. 13 families, the theory claims, form the control structure. And this is an interesting deal here with this. And I started reading this the other day, and it started talking about different things. They have a lower blood. They actually have a lower body temperature, Austin. They average about 97.8 instead of 98.6.
Really?
Yeah. They may have extra vertebrae or ribs, reddish hair color, and it goes into higher IQ, sensitivity to heat and light, complicated pregnancies, and it starts talking about how different people have different things based upon Rh negative blood. We won't go into that today, but the reality is that they're a little bit different than we are. And why is that, Austin? Is it because they've been bred from a different DNA? That's why we warn you about the mRNA shot.
Yep.
And I covered this in detail in Angel Wars. Now, I don't believe for one second that you're going to go to hell if you took an mRNA shot. Don't believe that. It's if you're a Christian, because quite frankly, the blood of Jesus sanctifies you, continually restores your DNA to that of the Father. We got to understand that's part of what happens when we become a Christian. But the reality is a lot of people don't understand how messed up this thing is and how many of these bloodline families run the planet. And they're not Jews, by the way, the bulk of them. That's why it says they claim to be Jews in many cases, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Just thought I'd mention that to you again, too. But the Visa launches, by the way, now talk about Visa, which it says now is owned by the same group. Mm-hmm. Visa launches biometric digital identity initiatives for payments.
There you go.
In other words, you just scan your face, and you can make a payment to Visa now. Unbelievable, Austin. This is the mark of the beast on steroids. It says biometric verification is becoming a defining feature of how payments are made as financial institutions work to link identity directly to every transaction. Reflecting that trend, Visa has partnered with Proof, a digital identity platform. Now it says also that JP Morgan is going to be rolling out controversial biometric payments.
Yep.
The collaboration merges Proof's identity technology with Visa's global network, aiming to bring the same level of trust to online commerce. This is not trust. This is control. There's a difference.
Control and monitoring.
Trusted digital identity is the next frontier for enabling secure commerce. No, what this is, I want to know where you are right now.
Boom.
I want to know where you're going right now. And I really want to know what you're buying right now. And how dare you think you've got any privacy? I'm going to say this to you again, and also I've said it so many times. Use cash.
Keep it alive, man.
Keep it alive.
As long as we can.
Because it's going to go away. They're going to take it.
Well, there's been many places now. Many places I've gone somewhere, and all of a sudden they say we're cashless. All it takes is a card.
Well, the Biltmore State, they don't take any cash.
Done.
At all. Done. Finished.
It's phasing out, man. There's a place over there in Lakeland called the Joinery.
Yeah.
They got some great ice cream. They got great quesadillas over there. I've gone over there a couple times. Their entire building's cashless. Every single vendor can only use cards per the requirement of the owner that basically leases out there.
Okay. Well, let's stop for 1 second and look it back. Why would an owner want to do that?
You can control the cash flow better. You can't do that. Skim it.
That's right. You can't have open drawers.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you can't, because people open a drawer and they take your cash out. They steal money, and this guy's probably getting a percentage of the total value. A lot of times, what these owners will do, they'll charge you rent and 10% of the gross.
Correct.
Well, they want to know what the gross is, and if somebody's running cash under the table, they can't tell you what
the
gross is.
They won't report it. They'll come, we had really, really slow sales. We only did $1,000 this month. They did $20,000 this month, but they did it on cash. Mm-hmm. Then report it.
Well, so now, but you have the Visa card or whatever, they get to see the monitor.
It's all about making sure these guys get every little penny they can out of everything. They got to squeeze every penny. I mean, look at the transaction fees. And people don't realize when you do a transaction on the website, it's how you have to do it. It's 2.5%. We eat it. It's 2.5% right off the top. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, they all have an aggregate. It's 2.5%. They pull it right out. They get paid because they want to make sure they get their money for doing nothing. Remember, these guys don't ever build anything. They loan money out in interest. They get money back, and they do money manipulation. That's how it works with them. Also, too, I'm going to get back into this with hepatitis B vaccine now. The article came out on Trial Site News. It says, why do all U.S. newborns still get a vaccine? Most wealthy nations skip. The U.S. vaccinates every newborn against hepatitis B. Not my listeners and not my kids and not his kids and not me and not anybody that I know. I tell everybody to stay away from this sludge. Don't ever inject in your child. The only reason this shot would ever even be mildly recommended is if the mom is basically testing positive for hepatitis B. That's it. And here's what's funny. It goes in this whole article here, and it goes into detail. It says, why in the world is essentially the United States the only one? Whoops. Why is the United States the only one that essentially pushes this shot on their kids? And it says the U.S. is one of the only few developed nations, along with Australia and Italy, to essentially mandate a hepatitis B vaccination for all newborns at birth. Most other countries, pretty much all other countries, rely on prenatal screening and begin a hepatitis B vaccination later, targeting only at-risk infants for birth doses if the mom's positive. This variation often reflects differences in local HPV prevalence, healthcare infrastructure, and confidence in maternal screening programs. So why is it that the United States is like the only developed nation that is obsessed with injecting a brand new baby that comes out of the womb from a healthy mother with a hepatitis B shot? Remember when Rand Paul asked the lady, basically the
prove anything?
Yeah, she was running basically the NIH.
And all she did was lie.
She couldn't answer it.
He finally called her a liar.
Couldn't answer, she was lying. She couldn't answer.
Show me the proof.
Refused to answer it. Because there is no proof. There is no documentation. There are no research studies. There is nothing to show that a brand new baby needs a hepatitis B vaccine.
They can't even produce the antibodies anyhow.
No.
For about the first two years.
Which they already test blood screening. If the mom's negative, there's absolutely zero purpose for this.
Well, no, they sell more hepatitis B shots. Exactly, and it also loads that baby up with mercury, which drops the IQ points.
Right out the gate.
You got to dumb it down.
And aluminum. Huge, huge chunk of aluminum basically in there.
They don't want children to be able to think and make their own creative thought. And they don't want people to have the ability to stand in a landing craft on the beaches of Normandy and have enough guts to do that. They want to have a servile race running being on the planet so they can control them.
Remember the Battle of Athens in Tennessee after World War II
that
ended?
That was crazy, boy.
Go look at the Battle of Athens. They did a doggone movie on it years ago. They had this whole town, basically all the men deployed in Athens, Tennessee. They left, went basically to trenches, trench warfare. The mayor and the sheriff colluded in the town, basically allegedly were actually raping some of the women, were fixing all the elections, were taking money and bribing people and then basically trying to extract cash out of these women that were there. There was no men there. These guys, all the husbands came back after World War II, trench warfare. They said, no, we're going to have a real election. The sheriff and the mayor said, oh, no, we got the ballot boxes now. We're going to go count them at the sheriff's department. These guys are combat veterans. And they said, no, that's not going to work for us. And they said, no, we're counting them. Nobody's allowed to see the ballot boxes. They said, guess what? We got BAR-30-06s. We got Thompson submachine guns. We got hand grenades. You really want to do this? They descended upon the sheriff's department to the point the National Guard was getting called
in.
True. Read about it. That's what America used to have. That's what America used to be.
They don't want that
anymore.
Nope.
So this is why they want to shoot a little brand new healthy baby a hepatitis B vaccine to dumb them down even further, man. Stay away from it, guys. Do your research on these shots if you're going to have a baby. But
like
please.
Like I said yesterday, I've talked to so many people now, and I've never had this happen before, who don't do any vaccines.
Oh, it's getting huge.
I mean, people finally said, you know what, we're done. Oh, by the way, Turkey, remember the Armenian genocide was done by Turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Turkey is now expelling Christians from the country as threats to national security. Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Alliance yeah. Defending Freedom called Turkey's labeling of peaceful Christian residents as security threats, a clear misuse of law, and attack on the freedom of religion and belief.
Remember all those Christian suicide bombers that I never heard about?
Yeah. Christians in Turkey are reporting being removed from the country because they pose a national security threat.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Jesus loving one.
Yeah.
It's a big security threat, like Charlie Kirk. He was really threatening everybody. Wes, he was kind of being rough on certain little Middle Eastern country, but he was being real truthful about it. During remarks given at a human rights conference in Warsaw on October the 13th, Lydia Ryder, a legal expert for Alliance Defending Freedom International, said that Christians are being targeted by Turkey's government. Turkey's labeling of peaceful Christian residents as security threats is a clear misuse of law and an attack on the freedom of religion or belief. While when governments manipulate administrative or immigration systems to exclude people based solely on their faith, it undermines both the rule of law and the very principles of tolerance as peaceful coexistence for the Organization of Security and Cooperation was funded to protect. At present, Turkey's population is estimated at 99% Muslim, with less than 1% being Christian, because they've run them all out, by the way. Run by autocratic right-wing ruler Recep Erdogan, Turkey plays an influential role in geopolitics thanks to its size and strategic location, bridging Europe with the Middle East. While officially a member of NATO, Turkey remains strong in the Muslim world, including with nations of Qatar, which recently forced over 100,000 Christians out and into our media with help from Turkish weapons.
Religion at peace, baby.
God. You know, the thing about it is, if it'd be like Christians saying, if you don't convert to Christianity, we're going to kill you.
Yeah. It's not very biblical.
Where do they get off doing this kind of stuff? If you try to talk to us about Christianity, we're going to kill you. If you don't leave now because you're a Christian, we're going to kill you. If you don't do what we tell you to do because you're a Christian, we're going to kill you. You know, I would leave Turkey anyhow just for the fact that I wouldn't want to be around that mess.
No, the negative energy.
Oh, my God.
The negative energy field.
Isn't it the same thing they did to Armenia, the Armenian genocide? They killed millions of Christians. People don't realize that. I mean, it's sad, really, really sad when you see this kind of stuff because, you know, I don't know why the Muslims have to do stuff like this when they become in power.
I don't know either. This is switching gears, and I want to cover this. I think this is Jimmy Kimmel's. They had to basically make him submit because this whole thing that he did with bringing up Trump.
Oh, and Jeffrey Epstein.
No. They brought up a full drag queen on his show now to read a book to young children on his show. Yeah, I'm not even going to go into detail on this. This, by the way, this is a grown-ass man. I say that very sincerely. This is a man, a grown man in full drag, reading to children. Story time. If there is even a semblance of a grown man wanting to dress up like a female and hang out with children, he is a full-blown pedophile, period. Period. Why in the world does a grown adult need to talk to young children about sexual ideology or dress up like a female and hang out with young children? They're pedos. They're all pedos. They're perverts. They know wood chippers what they need. And I'm over it. I'm not going to get into detail on this whole thing. It's going to make me mad. This is what's supposed to be normalized on America now. You kidding me? This is what we're supposed to be okay with? Get out of here, dude.
All right, we're going to go ahead and look in Deuteronomy. Let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 22:8. Let's do scripture.
There you go.
A woman is not to wear men's clothing. And a man is not to put on women's clothing. Whoever does these things is detestable to your God. Whoa. Oh, so that's what it says?
Yeah.
It says. You know, and it says another one, Ezra 10:11. Now, therefore, make confessions to God of your ancestors and do what pleases him by separating yourselves from the peoples of the land and from foreign women who don't have your faith. I'm adding that on there. But the woman is not to wear men's clothing and a man is not to put on woman's clothing. For whoever does these things is detestable to your God.
Now, don't mess with the children. Jesus made that very clear. I mean, the fact, and I was talking to a buddy of mine about this the other day, I have now found the very singular statement that I make to differentiate whether or not I want to be associated with a person now as far as anything. I say this all the time now. Some people get really mad. The other day, somebody got really offended by it. And I was brought up the whole thing with schools. And I said, if teachers want to produce and want to promote trainee ideology with faggots getting dressed up and hanging around children, I want nothing to do with them. And you'll find out real quick people's standpoint on that. They either go, yeah, you're absolutely right. Or they go, oh, you can't say that. They're transgenders. Why do they need to be around young children, and why is that supposed to be okay now?
Now, I will say this. They may not all be pedophiles, but they sure look bad doing this with kids. That's a fact.
My opinion, if a grown man wants to dress up and talk to children, he's a pedophile. I'll hold that statement to my grave. He has no business talking to children, period.
You know,
they don't need to be in school, they not be around children.
Jesus said, if you mess with the kids, it'd be better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you cast into the deepest part of the sea. Because, see, they were doing this in his time, too.
That's exactly right. That's why.
And they were raping young children in his time, too. And they were using children for human sacrifice in his time, too. And he said, you know what? This is enough. I'm going to just make a statement here. You don't do this. You leave the kids alone. And that's the truth. Because what you do is you get them when they're 5, 6 years old, and they're in basically a theta brainwave state. They cannot differentiate whether it's okay or wrong to be doing this.
They want
to
be Iron Man. They want to be the Hulk. Oh, little Timmy, you want to be Susie now? You want to dress up like this? This is why they're pushing it in the school so hard. And you've got to get proactive, my friends, in the school system. If they're teaching this to your kids, get them out, put them in a
I don't think they do this. It's this transgender story. I don't think they do this stuff in Polk County. I don't think Sheriff Judge created that happen.
Well, because they've already shown now multiple times that these guys that have done this are sexual offenders. Multiple times. So there's no purpose. There's no point for this. If you have that going on in your town, I'd raise Cain about it. But no, I've never seen it here in Auburn Hill or Polk County at all.
I remember when Black Lives Matter came in a few years ago, and they were going to riot. Remember downtown?
Yeah. Antifa and Black Lives Matter were coming to Auburn Hill.
And I remember Grady Judd put the whole doggone canine squad out there doing drills.
To practice, yeah.
Right, all day.
He says, if you guys are going to come to Auburndale and you want to start burning stuff down, you want to come to Polk County and start causing fires and chaos and destruction.
Breaking into people's houses.
We will respond immediately.
And he told us, he said this, he said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, they come into your house to do this, you blow them out with your shotgun.
Yep.
He said, you will not be charged. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they got here, they got off the bus, they looked around, a bunch of us were standing around, basically armed, and all of a sudden they got back on the buses and they left.
Well, and that's the reason why these major towns that literally protect the criminals get so violent. They start having all these firebombings because they won't arrest anybody. Because they want it to happen. The Democrats want these things to happen in these towns. They want these pedos to be hanging out with the
kids. I remember they did it over in Lakeland on the corner of 98 and Highway 92, and the sheriff's department showed up over there with doggone tear gas.
37-millimeter rounds.
Boom, 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 and dispersed all of it. They said, not happening here. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I'm not saying that people don't have a right to protest, but they have a right to protest peacefully. They don't have a right to start burning things down and killing
blocking
people.
Blocking roads,
no,
and stopping intersections,
okay,
and stomping on light. That one vehicle, now that they had that protest, and that girl, that mom with her kid was in the car. And the guys are jumping on the roof, smashing the windshield in. She couldn't get out. She's afraid to run them over. She's going to go to jail. They should stay straight up in the state of Florida. If somebody impedes you from trying to travel freely, unmolested on your way, and you feel in fear of your life, you run them over, period. You don't have to sit there and be a victim.
Oh, I was coming. Do you see the sign coming to Florida the other day?
Free state.
Welcome to Florida, the free state.
Free state, it does, yeah.
It says on the signs when you leave. You're now leaving Florida, the free state.
Free state.
That's DeSantis.
Yeah.
Man, I hope his wife runs for governor.
I don't know. I just hope we don't have some flip Democrats down here.
I guarantee if his wife runs, he'll be right there with her the whole time.
That's true.
And he can run another 8 years, keep things tight like they are now. I love the way our state's run right now.
Yeah. Yeah, except for FHP. They need to be on a leash.
FHP.
I love law enforcement. I got a lot of friends in law enforcement. Even law enforcement's getting sick of FHP. They're feral.
They are feral.
They're feral. Just chasing people 100 miles an hour down back roads, trying to pit maneuver everybody. They're out of control. Guys, I appreciate y'all. You guys stay strong. Be Complex, last day on sale. Be sure to grab it. Best beef vitamin and methylated formula on the market. I promise you that. Same beef vitamins we put in our purple sticks. Grab a can of that if you guys want. I only got a few of those left, by the way. I got them.
Really?
We
went through them.
Cans are almost gone.
Wow, so, you said that would happen.
I told you it would happen. So be sure to grab them while you still have them, while we still have them, on the website at Team Health Masters. Be sure to check it out. And I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Hey, we love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. If you weren't here, take care of us. We couldn't take care of you. I love you guys so very, very much. Thanks for praying for us.
Absolutely.